Amen. 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 Wasn't that powerful, that worship? I love worship. I could be in it all day, you know. I used to dance around my kitchen with the Hoover, worshiping God back in the day, you know. But you know what? I've been blessed this weekend. I've been fed by the women, by the ladies, you know, by Niamh, by Bridget, you know, by my meeting leaders here in the house. You know, there's just been such a thread that's come right through this movement, because that's what we are. We're going to become a movement, you know. And God has been faithful to us all. And ladies, this is the last session tonight. I know. We want to have a sleepover. But you know, our prayer has been that when you came here, that you would be built up. That you would be built with the strength and the power of God. And we don't want you to leave here without getting more of this tonight, because there is more. We want to see every woman here released into her destiny, released into the call of God. Because ladies, there's gifts in you that God has put there. Not man or woman, God. Almighty God has put gifts in you. And we will look forward to seeing each and every one of you being released into those gifts. Because I'm believing there's going to be new ministries coming from this place. There's going to be new businesses coming from this place. There's women in here that have business ideas. And before I go on, where's Bethany? Okay, come on up. Come on up. This woman attends Bray. And if you watch her worshiping, the way she worships the King, you know, you're just so humble. There's just such a presence of God upon you. And you know, Bethany, she's the lady that wrote the book, the one that Anne spoke about earlier on. Yeah. And you know what, ladies, we don't have copies tonight, but we will have copies. So we are commissioning you tonight to get those books to RD Street, to get them to Clondalkin, and also in Bray. So we're commissioning you to get those books, because we're going to stand with you. We're going to buy those books and we're going to support you. Have you anything you'd like to say, Bethany? No.
Come on. Well, I just want to say thank you. There were a few people that came up to me during the day and just encouraging and, you know, all that kind of thing. But I suppose, you know, when I was thinking about being here with the book, it's, you know, it's the story of three men, you know, the soldiers and all that, you know, and people kind of have even asked the guys, like, why did this woman write the story, do you know? But, you know, I just even want to say to all of us, like, there is nothing that we can't do. There's nothing that's off limits. There's nothing, you know, that's outside of what God could do through us. So I guess, you know, in one way, it's just to say, like, we'll be surprised by the places that God will bring us together, you know?
Just tell us the name of the book again.
The name of the book is About Faith, Finding Peace Within the Battle.
Amen. Woohoo. Amen. Amen. And that's just one of our ladies. And you know, as I said, when I look around this room, ladies, I celebrate each and every one of you. Your gifts, your talents, your beauty. Yes, ladies, your beauty, your kindness, your intelligence. Because God Almighty has put that in our women here that's in this place today. And we give him the praise and the glory. But there's just one more thing I believe that God wants to do. I believe that God wants to release a new soundtrack in you. I believe he wants you to sing a new song. I believe he wants you to sing a new tune, a new lyric. A new sound to send you out of here, to set you up to win as his warrior women. You see, Deborah had a song. She had a song of victory. She had a song of praise. Deborah's song was a testimony of what God did. Herself and Barak, they sang a victory song of what God did. And it tells us in Judges 5, on the day Deborah and Barak, son of Abinadab, sang this song. Wake up, Deborah, wake up, wake up and sing a song. Arise, Barak, and lead your captives away, son of Abinadab. Her song marked a new season. That's what happened. When they won the victory, when the Lord gave them the victory, it marked a new season. Her song was a song of praise, a song of victory. To sing, sing, sing. For the love he gave won't mean a thing if you don't sing, sing, sing. You see, the singing of a new song represents a new season. And God wants to break, and he wants to continue to break off cycles in our lives. And you know, I read about this woman in 1955 on a chilly December evening. She was a 42-year-old woman. She was a seamstress. And she boarded a segregated bus. The number of the bus was 2857. And she was returning home after a long day at work. So she took the seat near the middle, just behind the front white section. As the bus continued on its journey, it pulled in at the next stop and more people got on. And when every seat in the white section was taken, the bus driver ordered the black passengers in the middle row to stand up so that the white people could sit down. The 42-year-old seamstress, Rosa Parks, remember her name, ladies, Rosa Parks, she refused to give up her seat. She refused to stand. And after she refused to move, she was arrested and she was fined $10. But you know what happened? This sent shockwaves into the community. This triggered off a boycott by the black community. And it lasted for 381 days, which led to the Supreme Court, the U.S. Supreme Court, to stop racial segregation on public buses in Alabama. In Rosa Parks' own words, the time had just come when I'd been pushed as far as I could be pushed. So I took a stand. I decided that I would have to know once and for all what rights I had as a human being. And as a citizen, ladies, Rosa Parks sang a new song. She didn't settle for to be treated different. She made a courageous decision to break off old cycles. She took a stand and she marked a new season. She marked a new song in a new season. And what about Mother Teresa, who spent the majority of her time in India? This woman devoted herself to helping the poor. This woman did international charity work throughout. She helped to evacuate hospitals in war-torn Lebanon. She would do relief work where these places were hit by earthquakes. And she would go in there and she would do relief work. She ministered to famine victims in Ethiopia. This woman made a stand. She stood up for poverty. And her song was, not all of us can do great things, but we can do small things with great love. Her song has marked a new season. Jackie Pullinger, a woman that was born in 1944, attended the Royal College of Music. She was a Christian charismatic missionary. She worked the mission fields. She ministered in Hong Kong and she's still there today. She's there from 1966. This woman has helped thousands upon thousands of drug addicts. She has gone out to help drug addicts. This was her field. She continues to do this today. She made a decision. She got up. A decision to break off old cycles. Her song is dedicated to the life of the poor and the forgotten. Her song marked a new season. Another woman that has come into our living rooms probably every single day As a child, she entertained herself by play acting in front of an audience of farm animals. And she was brought up under the strict guidance of her grandmother, who taught her how to learn and read. She addressed her church congregation at the age of 2.5, and she told them about the resurrection of Jesus Christ. At 9 years of age, this woman became the victim of sexual abuse. But her turning point came when her father came to rescue her. She's worth $2.7 million. Do you know who she is? She's a famous talk show host, a media presenter. Who is it? Oprah Winfrey. A woman who turned her life around. A woman known for charitable work. A woman known for helping her own community. A woman known for helping little children. And this is what she said. For as long as I have a voice in this world, my promise to children is that they would have, the children that have no voice, that they would be seen and that they would be heard. Because they matter. Because the children matter. Her song has marked a new season. What about J.K. Rowling, who was trapped in poverty until she finished writing her first book about Harry Potter? She sold over 400 million copies worldwide. And she went on from living on state benefits, on social welfare, as we'd call it here, in the UK, to becoming a multi-millionaire. She rose to success in the space of 5 years. Her song broke the barriers of social poverty. Her song marked a new season. And not to forget our very own. A woman that spoke about her very highly today. A woman that has inputted into her children from the time that they were young. Our very own Katie Taylor, who raised the banner, who raised the profile for women boxers in Ireland. A woman of substance, influence, integrity, humility, talent, and a heart after God. And Bridget, we thank you for putting that into Katie. We thank you for what God did through you. Her song has been a voice for this land, for the sporting community, for various charities she's an ambassador for. Her song has marked a new season. You see, for many years, we have been told by society, ladies, to be silent, to be seen and not to be heard, that we shouldn't speak. But the Lord has given women permission to sing. Anne spoke about it earlier on, that she's not a great singer, neither am I. But it doesn't stop me preaching. It doesn't stop me talking about God. It doesn't stop me teaching about God. And we can sing. In other words, we're called to preach, to teach, to evangelize, to minister, and to be vocal for Him. You see, ladies, it's a season to dream big. We've got to get outside of the box. We've got to get outside of here. We've got to start thinking with our hearts. Not with this, with our hearts. And not see ourselves as small and insignificant. We can be confident of this very thing, that He who began a good work in us will bring it to completion. You see, Jesus can empower us tonight to continue to break off old cycles and to sing a new song. I'm going to ask Anna to come. Come on, Anna. know, ladies, growing up, I had a lot of different soundtracks. And some of those soundtracks, they controlled my life. They controlled my moods, my behaviors. They dictated my life. Oklahoma. This was a soundtrack that I did in a musical when I was in school, when I was about 8 years of age. Engelbert Humperdinck, that must be me dad. Don't know any of his stuff. Gloria Estefan, when I was in love with Steve-O, I would put these songs on. What about a little bit of Dirty Dancing? What about a little bit of Roxette? It must have been love. And not to forget, Grease Lightning, John Travolta, and Olivia Newton-John. Can't remember her name. Body and Soul, Disco Gold, that's me mass. The Mini Pops. Yeah, this is what I grew up with. I can't even say, John Sukada, but whoever he is. Paula Abdul, Rush Rush. And what about a bit of MC Hammer? Can't touch this. And what about Bros? Now, ladies, who had them as pin-ups on their walls, huh? Come on. But you know what, ladies? They were some of my soundtracks, you know, as growing up and part of my life. But some of those soundtracks, as I said, they controlled my behavior, my moods, my life. As we leave here tonight, we need to remember that we will have days where people and life will fail us. Where we will be screaming on the inside. And some of our soundtracks will sound like this. Hi, Rob. You ready? And maybe for some of you. But you know, ladies, we will have those days where we'll feel like screaming. We'll have those days where we'll be in the blues. We'll have those days where we'll feel that people don't care. But this one is my favorite. Go ahead, Sam.
My
But ladies, we will have those days where we want to break free, where we want to break free from the kids, where we want to break free from the pressure of parenting, the pressure of looking after a home. We'll want to break free from finances. We want to break free from the nagging husband. Yeah. And some of us will have those days where life will seem like a tragedy, where we'll feel that nothing is going right for us, that life sucks, that we've no money, no job, no boyfriend, that nothing ever goes right in my life. My life is a tragedy. And maybe for some of us, our soundtrack will be happy, that we'll sing along and we'll be happy. I'm going to choose to be happy. Life is not going to break me. I'm going to sing a new song. Depression is not my song. Lack of confidence is not my song. Anger is not my song. Bitterness is not my song. Loneliness is not my song. I'm going to be happy. I'm going to sing a new song. And that one I love, I'm a survivor. I'm going to work hard. I'm going to get up. I'm going to stand up. And I'm not going to be trampled on. And it is well. It's my favorite song. That when everything else is breaking out around me, when the storms of life and the chaos of life is breaking around me, that I will know in my soul it is well. I know in my soul it is well. That is what I can control. In here is what I can control. I choose to sing a new song, trust in Jesus, even in the storms and in the valleys, on the mountaintop. That's what we can control, ladies. And some need to change the soundtrack. Some of you ladies are dreading going back. I know you're there. You're dreading going back home. You're dreading going back to your community. But we were commissioned on the first night to stand up. And we're commissioned on the second night to push forward. We're commissioned to go back out to village life. That's what we're commissioned to do. You see, some have lost their peace. You've lost your song. That song where Jesus was the center of everything. And some are in the secret place with God, tuning into his will. You see, when we wake up, we need to choose to hear what God says. Not our circumstances, not our troubles. We need to choose to hear what God says. That's the soundtrack that we play. So you've got to change your record tonight. So how do you do that? Well, you've got to choose to seek God daily. That's your soundtrack. You've got to be driven towards personal change. You've got to persevere. You've got to delight in approaching God. That's your soundtrack. You've got to be disciplined in prayer. And ladies, if you can pray in tongues, release it. Because when you release that, it's just a heavenly language that God has gifted you with. When you meditate on his word, the well of living water springs up in you. That's your soundtrack. You see, the entire fifth chapter of Judges is dedicated to Deborah's song. She praised God and she got the victory. She was in the prayer closet with God and she got the victory. You see, our God will break through any restrictions. That's what he does. When you pray, when you lean on him, when you're not stronger, he will be your friend. He will carry you on. You see, God uses singing as a way to declare his majesty. And there's another woman in the book of Exodus, And you know what? I love this woman as well. And it was the time when the Israel, when Pharaoh had enslaved the people and he had kept them bound for 400 years. And Moses stood up. Moses arised. And it was Moses that led the people out. He led them to the Red Sea and the Red Sea departed. And the people went through. But you know, when they got to the other side, Miriam, the prophetess, picked up the tambourine. And when she picked it up, she began to shake it. And when she began to shake it, she was saying to the enemy, "You have no victory. Our God has the victory." And she began to sing a song. You see, the Lord put a song in her heart. She said, "Sing to the Lord, for he is highly exalted. The horses and its riders he has hurled into the sea." Miriam's song of prophecy was exactly like Deborah's. A song dedicated to the Lord's power and how God triumphs over the enemies of Israel. We've got to cultivate a lifestyle of worship. When we want to see answers to our circumstances, ladies, we've got to get into the prayer closet. We've got to get into that prayer closet, that secret place with God. You see, this is where Deborah was passionate about. She got into that place with God. She drew her strength from God. She drew her strength from God. That's where the strength came from. She had those days, yes, where she felt like giving up, where she felt weary. But the power of God would come upon her and she would get back up. You see, the prayer closet is the secret place. It's where you will draw strength from. And this was where the Lord gave her the strategy for to take down Sisera, the commander army. She was a woman who cultivated a lifestyle of prayer and worship. And if we have that video, I want you to watch the screen.
Now this is where I do my thing. Because I call it my war. So you wrote prayers for each area of your life. A prayer strategy. You and your husband are doing, but it got me nowhere. And then I really started studying what the scriptures say. And God showed me that it wasn't my job to do the heavy lifting. No, that was something that only He could do. It was my job to seek Him, to trust Him, and to stand on His word.
This girl, I've never seen anything like this, and I admire it.
But you apparently have time to fight losing battles with your husband. Elizabeth, if you will give me 1 hour a week, I can teach you how to fight the right way with the right weapons.
That's your good with the asking press. I'll go ahead and look at the house. I'd like to think about our other
Elizabeth. Please forgive me for being so direct, but I see in you a warrior that needs to be awakened. But I will respect whatever decision you make.
Thank you, Miss Clara. I hope you have a good day.
You too. Don't let me push too hard.
Do we have another one, Mal? Thank you, Lord. Raise them up, Lord. Raise them up. Raise up warrior women in this room, intercessors, Lord God. Father, I ask that you begin to call them out, Lord. You're speaking to them now, Holy Spirit. And we call you ladies to the battle line. We call you to take your position in the army. You see, Deborah took her position. She became a woman after God's heart. She became a voice for her nation. She became a voice for the voiceless. And there's many here tonight that need to become the voice for the voiceless. You see, a confident woman will know she is loved. She will refuse to live in fear. She's positive. She will recover from setbacks. How many setbacks did Deborah have? She takes action. She will notice and love the helpless and the needy. She will open our arms to those who have never felt the kind of love from anyone. You see, God knows the great things we can do. You see, when we're confident, girls, we're closer to Him. Worship is the key. Worship is the key that will unlock the warrior in you. Worship is the place that the Lord prepares you for battle and intimacy with Him. Worshiping God in spirit involves seeing God with the eyes of your heart. The eyes of your heart. Deborah used her life as an instrument of worship to God. This is where she received courage to say to Barak, "I will go with you to war." Her voice was a weapon. And God gave her faith to face anything and to inspire others. You see, being a confident woman is not about overpowering men. That's not what it's about, girls. That's not what it's about. That's not what it's about. You see, Barak, I don't even know whether I'm saying his name right. Barak was influenced by Deborah's spiritual authority. He was influenced by what this woman had. You see, he needed her. He understood her. That her presence on the front line would spiritually charge and incite his soldiers. Her presence gave them soldiers confidence that God was with them in the victory. And we've heard about it today, that two are better than one. Barak and Deborah were a team. They collaborated together. They weren't in competition with each other. They had an assignment. They had a mission to complete. And they rubbed shoulders to shoulders. They came together. They became partners. And the Lord gave them the victory. You see, Neve alluded to it earlier on. I believe Barak was a man of faith. He was a man that acknowledged the important presence of God. He knew that Deborah was gifted. He knew that she had high spiritual insight. And this woman was a judge. She was a judge in the land. But she wasn't a corrupt judge. You see, the other judges were corrupt. And because of that, the Lord gave her favor. The Lord blessed her. Your gifts are needed, ladies. Your gifts are needed. And when we go out of here tonight, where you fellowship or where you go home to, you know, when I go home, I put on a different hat because I am a wife and I am a mother. But I submit to my husband. My husband is the head of our home. But I have a husband that stands with me and stands beside me to help me do the work of God's kingdom. We partner together. And he frees me because he knows the gifts that God has put in me. And some of you will go back tonight. And you will face things in your community and in your home. Get into the war room. Get into the secret place with God. Get into the intimacy with God. Because that's where you'll find the answers to life. That's where God will give you the success. Deborah and Barak, they sang a new song. A song of praise and victory. The Lord released their voice. You know, I love to watch the Discovery Channel and I love watching about whales. And I've shared this before, but I'm going to share it again. You know, whales, they're known for their breaching. And what that means is that they jump out of the water and they whirl around. They're known for their sound, and their songs can last for up to 20 minutes under the deep oceans. And they can be heard as far as 20 miles away. They are known to communicate by grunts and groans and snorts and barks. Imagine that, barks. But I love to share the story about the female humpback whale who had become entangled in a spider of web, crab traps and lines. And this 50-foot whale was weighed down by hundreds of pounds of traps that caused her to struggle and stay afloat. And she had hundreds of yards wrapped around her torso, around her tail. But there was a line tugging in her mouth. There was a line in her mouth that kept her silenced. And a fisherman off the coastline, he spotted the whale And he spotted that she was in distress in the water. So he radioed in for to get her some help. And a rescue team arrived. And when they saw that the whale was in so much distress, they knew the only way that they could save her was to jump into the water. But you see, they took a risk. Because when they got in the water, they knew one slap of her tail would have killed them. So they got in and they worked for hours upon hours with curved knives. And they began to cut the lines. They began to cut the crab traps off of this whale. And when she was free, the diver said that she swam in what seemed like joyous circles. She then came back to each and every one of them. And she gently nudged them and pushed them. Every single diver that got in. And some of the team said it was the most remarkable, incredible thing that they had experienced. But the guy that cut the traps and the ropes from her mouth, he said that the whale kept her eye on him the whole time. And he said it was an unbelievable experience that he would never forget. And ladies, the enemy has come to silence us. The enemy has tried to silence women. He has tried to take your voice away. He has tried to take the gifts of God away from you. And I believe that the Lord wants to send us out here tonight with a new song, with a new soundtrack. You will face opposition. And if you have been entangled, you know what? We want to cut off the rope here tonight. You see, we're going to leave this place different tonight. Isn't that right? You see, it's time, ladies, to sing a new song. It's time to sing a new song. It's time to release your sound. It's time to cut the rope out of your mouth and take back what the enemy has stolen. You see, going home can be different tonight. But it's an open ending to bring back a new song to your churches, to your families, to your community. And you can just simply say, Lord Jesus, I want a new song. I want a new soundtrack. And that new soundtrack might be that I'm strengthened to leave this place and go back and face what I need to face. That soundtrack might be to be equipped with the joy of the Lord, even in the storms, even in the battles that you're facing right now. I love Psalm 40. I waited patiently for the Lord to help me. He turned to me and he heard my cry. He lifted me out of the pit of despair, out of the mud and the mire. He set my feet on solid ground and steadied me as I walked along. He has given me a new song. The Lord has given us a new song, ladies. So you've got to choose your soundtrack. You've got to choose a new soundtrack. And maybe that might be to be enlarged, to think big, to grow wide and large, to extend and to spread out, to stretch beyond obstacles and barriers that are in your way. You see, we've heard nothing is impossible to God. Nothing. Maybe it's to take hold of new opportunities that await you, ladies. You see, we've got to stand up for what we already have and seize every opportunity. The gifts are there. They just need to come out. We've got to not hold back. And don't allow the opinions of men and women cause you to withdraw. And I'm going to ask the team to come back. And I'm going to ask every woman to stand. And this is what we're going to do. Amen. Amen. Let's not lose this. Malachi. If you could put up the commission. Ladies, I'm going to declare this over you. It's a commission to send you out of here tonight. And what we're going to do is we're going to say this commission. And you can repeat it after me. And we're going to form a fire tunnel. So the team that have served over this weekend, the meeting leaders, the preachers, Lynn and her team, and we're going to send you ladies out. We're going to release you. We're going to launch you tonight with a new song. So these ladies are going to form the tunnel. And what you're going to do, ladies, is you're going to come through that tunnel. And they're going to throw you out the other end. So let me release this upon you. A commission is a formal written warrant granting the power to perform various acts or duties. A commission carries with it an authority from a greater source that has done the commissioning. A commission is backed up with power, resource, and provision, giving the commissioned ones confidence that what is asked of them shall be achieved. Therefore, I send you from this place in the mighty, peerless, powerful name of Jesus to shine on your spot, wherever you find yourself this week, this month, this year. I send you out as a called one, chosen one, loved one, to carry out the purposes of the King Jesus in this city and nation. I send you out in the power of the Holy Spirit to live as loved ones of God. I send you out as holy ones. You are holy as God is holy, set apart with no rival, matchless, magnificent, beautiful, and full of truth and grace. I send you out in the mighty name of Jesus with your voice to be released, to speak up, to speak out, speak loud, speak clear on behalf of those who have no voice. I send you out in the beautiful name of Jesus with strength and confidence, knowing that the Lord wants you to walk in beauty and power. I send you out to heal the sick, to cast out demons, to bring the kingdom life and win those who are lost. I send you out with a breakthrough anointing. I send you out as an answer to someone else's prayers. I send you out with the provision, the favor, and the power to be all that God has called you to be for his glory. I send you with a new sensitivity to the Holy Spirit. I send you out with ears to hear, eyes to see, and a mind that conceives the very thought of God. Now listen to me, ladies. Listen, ladies. You are beautiful. You are radiant. You are brave. You are resourceful. You are powerful. You are commissioned, just like Deborah, to be a mother in the land of Ireland, to stand up and to shine brightly like a diamond. Shine like you have never shone before in Jesus' great name. And all God's women said, amen. Amen. Let's hear the warrior's cry. Come on. All God's women said, come on. Your life has a purpose. Your story is important. So ladies, we're going to go through this fire tunnel. And the Holy Spirit's going to come. And we're going to send you out. We're going to launch you through that fire tunnel. And you receive all that God has for you. And you let go of that thing which has held you gripped. That thing that has held you bound. Let it go. Shake it off. Because the Holy Spirit is going to burn it up. So my team, if you want to get ready and in position, come on. So this is how we're going to do it. Two, yeah. Just move over a bit. Okay. So you can start.
Yeah, whatever you want, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So ladies, you can come through. And if you want to come back in again, that's okay. Let's go. Come on. Girls, lay hands on.
Thank you.
Ladies, your life has a purpose. Your story is important. Your dreams count. Your voice matters. You are born to make an impact. So let's lift the roof off this place and let's sing to our amazing God. He's been so faithful to us over this weekend. Have you been fed? Yes. Have you been encouraged? Yes. Have you been strengthened? Yes. Amen. Let's sing this song.
Come on.